Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The FDA taking some action at the end of the Biden administration. A lot of people surprised. Jim Ryan joining us here with the latest is the FDA takes action over red dye number 3. Jim, what about number 4? Is that next? What happened yesterday?
Number 3, red dye number 3. We've been hearing about this for some time, Brian. And in fact, it was taken out of cosmetics and some medications, non-oral medications, decades ago. A study had shown that it caused cancer when eaten by rats, but it was still showing up in the ingredient lists of some snack foods and other grocery products and some ingestible medications. So yesterday, the Food and Drug Administration ordered food and drug makers to remove red dye number 3 from its products. They have 2 years to get that done. What does it show up in? Well, it shows up in things like strawberry-flavored milk, the one called True Moo. Also shows up in things like the Walmart and Kroger brand maraschino cherries. Some beverages, Ensure Original Strawberry Nutrition Shake, contains red number 3, and some medications. Others have switched away from that, gone to red 40, which is a different food coloring, a different additive, and appears to work as well as red number 3. So the rest of the manufacturers may have to switch over to 40 in the next few years.
What about the timing, though, of this with a change in administrations? Do you think that has something to do with it at all?
Probably. Yeah, I would think that that's a fair assessment. The FDA has been very busy this week, Susan. Besides this ruling on red dye number 3, it also moved to cut the nicotine levels in tobacco products to a level that's deemed non-addictive. So in other words, cigarettes and pipes and cigars would become non-addictive. At least that's the goal here. So yeah, I think you're right. These are kind of 11th hour Biden administration, Food and Drug Administration moves they're making before the inauguration, Susan.
Interesting. Hey, Jim, thank you. Jim Ryan joining us with the latest.